This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone. And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Never a doubt, never a single doubt. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. Coming up at 11:30 this morning at FDR Park. If you're heading to the Phillies game, park and then take a little walk over to FDR Park. Joe versus Jack tennis. We will preview that in depth coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I don't want to make this awkward, but I feel like there needs to be an apology.
Excuse me?
Yeah, a little bit.
From you?
Nah, I ain't saying nothing. Like, I find it ironic that every time somebody says something negative about a Phillies player, I'm convinced that they listen to the station. There's no question.
Are you referencing a certain someone on this show yesterday saying Max Kepler's a bum, he shouldn't start?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Me. I said that, yeah. And he hit a home run last night.
Oh, man.
Two extra base hits for the first time since March. How about Max Kepler last night?
You ready? You go, you hit me, like, because you were real strong.
Yeah, I didn't want him in the lineup.
Yep, Joe was.
He was strong.
Joe, yep.
Only me. I was the only one.
I don't know, Kyle.
I was the only one. Just me. I was the only one in Philadelphia that didn't want to watch the guy hitting 201 entering August.
I don't know, man. So
you, what are you saying? Like, we should apologize to Max
Kepler? A little bit.
Or am I apologizing to Tom?
Both.
Yeah.
Since we're here, both. Because questioned whether or not, like, you basically said yesterday, if Topper was in the, if he had him in the lineup, you was going to scream.
Yes, and I did internally. I did internally scream last night.
Guess what? If he wasn't in the lineup last night, doesn't have that majestic home run that he had.
Well, he had a good home run. Again, two extra base hits. So good job by Max Kepler last night. But Hugh Douglas, if you're asking me if I'm going to apologize.
You should, Joe.
The answer right now is no.
It's just ironic.
It's
ironic that every time you use that S word when you describe players, especially Phillies players, they tend to come out and have like a pretty good day.
Yeah. Don't you think some of it might just be like a matter of happenstance, a matter of luck, broken clock is right twice a day. Look, I'm very happy Max Kepler had a night like that. He needed it. Let's actually hear from Max Kepler. Hit a home run last night. Kyle played. He had two extra base hits. He had himself a night for the first time in a while. I believe his last two extra base hit game was the first home series of the year against the Rockies in late March. I mean, it has been forever. And Max Kepler had himself a night last night. Let's hear Kepler talking about what is the reality, which is a lot of people are down on him. He knows it, not just me. Most of the city has been. He talked about how, you know, the criticism and kind of, well, things get to him a little bit. He overthinks sometimes. Let's hear Kepler last night.
To be honest, it does get to me. I'm an overthinker. Even before I started playing this game, so I try and analyze, you know, what I did right or wrong in the past, and you know what's to come in the future, and takes away from the present, and I have to, you know, remind myself or have the people that, you know, my support team remind me that I'm in a beautiful place and a beautiful opportunity, and to just enjoy the moment regardless of, you know, rough patches or not.
Beautiful place. He's not talking about me.
Specifically,
me, you think he's talking about?
Yeah, because you were kind of rough. You were kind of hard on the man.
What was I supposed to say?
Stinks is strong.
Has he, before last night, had he stunk for most of the season?
He struggled.
You just use a different word. It's the same thing.
Nah.
You're just cleaning it up.
Stinks hits a little harder.
Yeah. In the context of baseball, Max Kepler has stunk for most this year. Last night, he absolutely did not stink. A heck of a night for him. All right, more from Max Kepler talking about the boos. And by the way, I haven't booed him at a game this year. I've been a couple, three games.
No,
I think.
You had this blowtorch of a microphone.
I booed him from my couch.
I appreciate that. No, I haven't actually booed Max Kepler. What I do for 4 hours a day is just say stinks. I guess that may be worse than booing. I don't know. Here's Kepler after the game talking about the booing and what it really sounds like to him.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so.
That's it. That's it.
But, yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there. But, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately. But I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing, and try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I laid down a bunt in New York, and if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective, and I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think.
It really is.
The boos are love language around here, Hugh. You know that.
He's talking about you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, then
he's talking about you.
I speak from a place where I want the Phillies to do well.
Hurtful things.
Oh, stop. Saying he stunk so far this season?
That stinks hurts.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him in the lineup. I didn't like the lineup when it came out last night.
He internalizes all of that.
Okay.
And he speaks to his brothers and his family to help keep him centered and grounded.
I'm happy he has a support system.
He's only human.
I have a support system, too, this radio station. And everyone else that agree with me that he should not have been the lineup last night.
He's only human.
Yeah, you just say this is... You're taking Kepler's side in this? You think it's real funny?
I do. I think it's funny a little bit that, you know, he listens to the station and he heard you say what you said.
Well,
man,
motivated
night.
The guy because he shouldn't have been in the lineup. He was anyway.
He went yah-yah last night.
He had a good night. Multiple extra base hits. All right, one more from Max Kepler talking about how luck hasn't kind of been on his side his whole career, I guess.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball and play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just trying to stay present and keep moving forward.
You see, that's telling.
Yeah.
Say he's been working on it his whole career.
Blaming luck for his career has been so far.
His whole career.
He comes here to Philadelphia.
Been in the big leagues a decade.
He comes to Philadelphia and y'all just poop on him.
No, hold on.
That's not what has happened here. We gave him a long runway, and then
wanted to be Max Kepler fans.
Yeah, they traded for an alternative, and then for 3 days they haven't played the alternative because they played Max Kepler. 215-592-9494. Hugh wants me to apologize to Topper and Max Kepler for saying I would scream and then having internal screams in my head yesterday when I saw the lineup. I'm not apologizing to anyone. I still don't want him to play on most days. He had a good night last night. He has had an abysmal season so far. Has he not?
Can I
has
say
he
this?
Had a good season?
Are you?
You know he hasn't. The guy stunk here, and last night he had a good night.
You can't. Listen, I'm going to say this because now that I think that they're listening, like, I understand that you've had a rough with Max.
Thank you. Finally, you've a little reality out of that chair.
But, and you admitted that, you know, you've had a lot of bad luck during your career, right?
Well, he says.
You can't then, like a few weeks earlier, come out and say you need to be playing more. You can't. It doesn't go together.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, like all jokes aside, you can't play the victim and then talk about your playing time when you get here. It did turn around and be the victim.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
You cannot. Yeah, and yesterday was interesting because the lineup came out and then Topper said he did it because of a promise. He promised the outfielders that they would run a six-day platoon, which today is day six. And by the way, the lineup is out. No Kepler today because today's not his day to play, even though he hit a home run last night. Where do you guys come down on last night? And should I apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I was obviously upset yesterday. The idea of him being in the lineup. Then I saw the lineup. I was annoyed. I have no plans to apologize. I love that it's coming from Hugh, who famously never apologizes and has zero accountability
to do this.
I just thought it was funny because for whatever reason, Joe, every time you say that, somebody comes out the next day, especially the Phillies, and they have a day.
Well, you're welcome. Everyone's welcome.
I mean, you're a motivator. But I do find it ironic that this is the same guy. Like, he's trying to pull on the city's heartstrings a little bit. It's the same dude that was complaining about playing time a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
It don't go together.
I gotta be honest though. I did like him more after the interview last night.
He got you as a guy.
I empathized as a person.
So how much grace does that get him as far as Bowie goes?
None, zero. I mean, if he doesn't play well, he hears it.
Doesn't get a standing ovation.
Stop.
I'm just
now you're being facetious.
I'm workshopping this. I'm trying to figure out how we could keep this thing going.
Yeah, well,
just say that one more time. I'm dumping it.
Talking about
standing ovation.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. Okay. No.
When do we get behind Max Kepler's support?
Oh, you have to stop.
What do you mean?
This is getting out of control.
Cut the mic.
Wait a minute. You didn't hear the conversation that he just had talking about how he feels when y'all boo him at the games?
He also said booing is their love language. He gets it more than you do.
That was a joke.
No, was it?
He got pretty close, by the way. When he did the whole, I don't understand why they were booing that last time. They were sarcastically booing because Duran wasn't going to get a chance to go out.
Yeah. They wanted the closer.
But, like, you could get Sean Rodriguez real quick, buddy.
Oh, that was an infamous one. All right, Kyle, where do you come down on this? Should I apologize? Do you think you, me, and anyone else that felt the way we did yesterday needs to apologize to Topper and Kepler?
Absolutely not. I'm not apologizing, nor should you. This isn't a matter of like
apologize
this
Topper.
Isn't no, no. This isn't a matter of like we were wrong. This is
kind
of no, it wasn't because let me give you an analogy, Hugh. I know you like analogies.
I like those.
Jalen Hurts throws a ball into triple coverage to Jalen Reagor, but he comes down with it. Are we saying do that again?
No,
great idea.
Saying bad.
No,
bad
it
idea.
Was stupid. Don't ever do that again.
Yeah, okay.
Just be happy that it worked. I'm not apologizing. He still stinks. If he's going to do that, I've been unlucky my entire career. That's your career.
Yeah.
You're just not a very good player.
Players have those kind
for
of.
For real, though, at some point, if it's been happening that long, that's kind of who you are.
He's in his 30s.
Players have those kind of seasons
We're killing a guy now? I thought this was supposed to be. You're supposed to be apologizing.
I'm not apologizing.
No, no, no. Well, you're not supposed to be apologizing. You want us to apologize.
Yes,
this is just you trying to twist it on us because we always want you to apologize for things you do. I'm not apologizing to Topper or Max Kepler. I had a wonderful night last night. Now, I do. Hugh, it does happen where players in baseball will have an unlucky season, right? Where you kind of watch them and the numbers don't match what you see. And then they kind of, it's like a buy low the next year. Like, you know what? That guy's better than that. But when you've had this kind of career, and he hasn't been a bad player. This year he has been below average. But Max Kepler's been a decent player in the big leagues. When you say I've had bad luck for 10 years.
Bad luck.
No, man. Like, this is your career. This is what you put out there for a decade. At one point he was a really good player. And now he's not that good of a player anymore, and he's been a poor player for the Phillies. And we know what it is. Topper, I'll give him this, Hugh. I'm not apologizing to Max Kepler for anything. For Topper, I will say this. This is why the players like him. Because
he has his finger on the pulse.
And he told them on Friday, this is the plan for the next week, right? We're going to do Bader and Wilson against the lefties. We're going to do Kepler and Marsh. You're going to play against the righties. We got six games alternating lefty-righty. This is the plan. And I wanted him to change the plan because I got excited about Harrison Bader. I understand why Topper didn't change the plan because he communicated with his guys, this is what we're doing.
And he told him that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
And Max Kepler took full advantage of his situation, yep. And you need to apologize to him.
Well,
especially yesterday.
No, I do not. Now, if I have any sort of thing I want to take back, like, I get Topper's angle more. Now, I don't have to agree with him, but I understand. Like, I understand what Topper's doing. He told the guys, this is what I'm doing. Max Kepler's not getting an apology for having his first multiple extra hit games since March.
So you apologize to Topper then?
Well, no, I understand. I kind of see what Topper was doing more than I did yesterday.
You see it, and now you want to say you're sorry.
No, I do not. I just, I can feel the way I feel.
You know what,
I get Topper's angle. Kepler gets zero apologies. No. The Eagles were basically in free agency the last time he had two extra base hits in a game. The season's about to start.
It's March 31st.
Right, come on. You're nuts.
I think you should apologize. I mean, seriously. Okay, maybe not Max. Because Max, you know, he overextended himself a little bit when he started talking about how he should have been playing more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you should apologize.
You have some nerve telling people to apologize.
I do.
You know what they're saying about you in the chat?
What's that?
Hugh has selective accountability.
That is exactly what it is.
Hey, and I'm saying it with a straight face.
I know.
No, you're not.
You should apologize.
you've been giggling and smiling this entire time.
So am I the only one that finds it ironic that the people that listen to this show, am I the only one that find it ironic when you come out as strong as you do and say this about the players, they usually have a pretty good night?
Again, you're welcome. Everyone is welcome. I'll do it more if you need me to. Also, it may have been blind luck. He's a major leaguer. Like, he's going to run into a couple home runs every once in a while. Like,
and then he referenced you when he was talking about
it. He did not reference me.
He kind of did.
Now, he was talking about the entire fan base. And I feel like most people...
No, he was talking about you, Joe.
Okay. Well, most people felt the way I did. Because anyone with a half a brain wouldn't want him to play last night.
He was talking about you.
Okay.
Because you are the voice of the people. Just like... See, this is where I think I need to help y'all out a little bit. Mm. Just like that nasty email... that I got yesterday from Spike.
Well, that email came in on Sunday.
That nasty email that we talked about the other day.
By the way, did you see that you and Spike made the top five of five yesterday? Budding feuds at WIP.
Is that right?
Number one, Douglas and Eskin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But Spike sent that scathing email, and you got the people riled up.
I did.
Yeah.
All I did
is read
the email yesterday.
He did challenge you again to the push-ups, by the way.
He did.
Yeah.
When?
He seems to think you could not do it.
He said you got too much weight to push up, buddy.
No, he must have been talking about a few months ago because
he didn't know it was shredding season.
No. Come on, it's Spike, we can do this.
It's true. You haven't been in the studio too long, so he hasn't seen you.
For 2 weeks.
We can do this. Come on.
All right, 215-592-9494. And we're off the rails at 10:17. By the way, 11:30 this morning, FDR Park.
Oh, we ain't gonna be here that long.
Well, but you know what's going on at 11:30.
Yeah, the matchup.
Tennis, Jack and Joe coming up. So if you're going to the game today, you can, here's what I would do if I was going to the game. I would head over and grab my parking spot wherever you have parking. And then I would take that 5 minute walk over to FDR Park.
Yes.
Go watch tennis.
Ooh, from the ball. Oh, that's longer than 5 minutes.
No.
That's a nice little.
You think
walk.
It takes longer than 5 minutes to get from the stadium parking lots to FDR Park?
Yeah.
Right across the street.
It's gonna take longer than 5 minutes.
How long?
Okay. That's about 10. That's about 10-15 minutes.
It's
walk.
Not 15 minutes,
Joe.
Kyle, how long would it take you to walk from any of the parking lots around Citizens Bank Park to FDR Park?
From the parking lots. Yeah. 10 most.
10 at most.
Yeah.
5 10, to 10.
15 minutes.
It's not 15. This is like.
It is a 15 minute walk.
15 minutes.
Yo, that's a 15 minute
walk. Either way, it's right there.
Just go watch the tennis match.
It's a nice little. And if it's hot, if it's a little warm, you better bring a towel. It's going
to
be hot.
All right. Bring a towel. Go walk over. Watch the tennis match. The camera Fritz coming up at 11:30. We'll have a special pregame show at 11. We'll hear from Buzz. We'll also hear from Devin and Buzz interviewing Joe and Jack live from FDR Park. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy tennis day, man.
Happy
tennis day.
That's it. That's the day. It's a big one around here. Chris, what do you got for us?
Let's start with this. So Jack is going to smoke that sad body of a human being, joke the camera.
Man.
It's Team Fritz, baby.
So
I don't agree.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one, Chris. In fact, I would put Joe as the favorite. And last night, Joe was able to kind of take a photo and stand next to Billie Jean King's tennis sneakers from she won Wimbledon.
What does that even
That's
mean?
Inspiration.
He stood by the sneakers?
Well, they're encased in like a glass box.
Did he move around? Like, can he move? That's the question.
Can Jack serve? I mean, Joe's tennis coach called us yesterday.
That analysis by you right there of why he's going to win was just completely.
No, hold on a second. If imagine
he's still a pair of sneakers.
Well, no,
so
but the guy's trying to the guy's taking inspiration from a tennis great. What's Jack doing last night? Final out,
probably playing with his kids.
Next to Michael Jordan. Does that mean I'm going to be an NBA player?
No, but hold on. If you went to Springfield, Massachusetts, and went to the Basketball Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, before a basketball game, I would say your mindset is in the right place with greatness.
All right, stop it. Now, I wanted to defend you, and now you're making me want to go.
All right, go ahead. Let's
get back on track here. So, Joe, don't let Bully Douglas force you to apologize.
The real bully around here, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh, what? Let me tell you something, Hugh. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass some days. All right? I still want his bum-ass DFA'd. Hugh, he stinks more than the hood ornament that the Delco dumper left behind.
The Delco dumper.
This guy is horrible. The only guy that deserves an apology that played in last night's game is Taiwan Walker. You had his back, but you should apologize because you turned your back on him real quick.
Mm. I didn't turn my back on him.
I kind of did. Yeah.
Taiwan Walker.
I didn't. I didn't have a feel for
you. You famously turned
your
back on a lot of athletes.
You did.
I did.
I mean, Hugh, if you really were committed to the Taiwan take, you would have started the season by saying Taiwan would impact the season more than Andrew Painter, and everyone would have yelled at you, and you would have been right.
Well, I did say he did impact the beginning of the season, and I was right about
that. Last night, shutout baseball.
No, that was pretty good.
You should have been a champion.
Well, first of all, nobody asked me yesterday how I felt about Taiwan.
Because we knew you gave up on him.
I didn't.
Yeah, a few weeks ago we asked you, and you said, I don't have a feel for it.
I don't have a feel, because I didn't.
You're the guy. You're the Taiwan guy.
I was the Taiwan whisperer.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
were.
Been a while.
So, Chris, I'm not apologizing.
Hey, Joe and Kyle, can you guys take a break now? Because you know what? The only guy I want to talk to right now, I got somebody in my crosshairs, and that is Sellout Douglas.
What
you
do I do?
Sold your soul to that dope of the skies cowgirl gym for a bottle of liquor and delivered by a pretty girl. Eagles fans, we give you our love, our praise. The organization put you into the Hall of Fame. And how do you reward us? How do you reward us? You turn coat Douglas on us.
I didn't.
Everyone sees through this.
What do I do?
We all know what you're about. Now,
what do I do?
To defend you, because you do need some defense, and a lot varies. But now, to defend you, Spike, tell him to kiss your ass. He's no longer the boss. Check the titles, all right?
Well, I tried to tell him this yesterday, and he kept talking about his authority. He's not authority. He's authority over no one around here.
Yeah. You can do whatever bit you want. Grandpa Hugh / drunk Uncle Hugh can do whatever he wants at the barbecue, all right? Because you are so close to the end, you have limited time before you go to the
upper room. So close.
Upper room, Hugh, arriving soon. Max Kepler, boom!
Well, just a nice love language there from Chris in Middletown. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh wants us to apologize to Topper. And when I say us, I mean, if you were with me yesterday that you didn't want Kepler in the lineup, Hugh Douglas thinks you should apologize. I'm not apologizing to anyone.
I just think you should.
I have more understanding of Topper's angle now that I've thought more through it and been less angry about it. But I'm not apologizing, Max Kepler. There's no way. I mean, it's not happening. I'm not apologizing. Kyle's not apologizing. Are you willing to? And should I? All right, do we have a lineup already? Did Topper ride the hot hand? Is Kepler back in the lineup today against the lefty? We'll give you the Phillies lineup coming up. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. We'll get to the tennis as well. Buzz joins us at 11 live from FDR Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Never doubt. Never a single doubt. Kepler goes off. Multiple extra base hits. And instead of collectively celebrating today, a good win by the Phillies. Another series win. They're 2.5 up on the Mets now, who stink lately and have really stunk for 2 months. Coming here today, and Hugh Douglas is trying to get me and everyone out there that agreed with me yesterday to apologize.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did you hear the interview that he did after the game?
We played it.
He was hurt. Y'all hurt his feelings, man.
No.
He actually, if you heard it, he said booing is their love language.
That was sarcasm.
He was pretty jovial that whole time. He wasn't like...
That was sarcasm.
No, that was a pro who gets...
Y'all don't know how to read the room.
We don't know how to read the room.
Y'all didn't understand that scathing email that was sent to me by Spike Eskin.
I think the problem is you don't know how to read the room.
Yeah, sounds like you don't pick up on emotional cues and social situations.
He's been emotionally distraught since he's been here. Well,
you're famously the most antisocial guy here. Maybe it's you who has no idea what the hell you're talking
about.
I'm
a little social more.
Well, you're lying to everyone now.
Right.
I do want to share this, though, and then we'll go into the phone lines here, because I saw this morning, and I think you're in Spike's head, by the way, the budding feud.
Yeah, I saw this. I know exactly what you're
So Spike
about
tweeted this morning, when did an exclamation point in a text or email become generally thought of as disarming and friendly? Okay, so he's talking about punctuating emails and texts, right? Mm-hmm. So he's questioning why things have changed. And I saw one of the responses, dang, HG really got you questioning email punctuation at 7 a.m.
Rent-free.
I mean, you're living rent-free right now. No. I would say advantage Douglas in the feud right now. You have him on. He's just shook right now. He doesn't know what to do.
He's on pins and needles.
He really is.
It was a scathing email, man. I don't care what nobody said. It was scathing.
No one agrees. So, I mean, you need to look inward. Aaron in San Diego, who, by the way, was called the worst caller in WIP history yesterday by Spike. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Aaron.
He ain't going electric company on.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It's getting worse. Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
So today is an emotional day for a lot of us, you know, in the Philadelphia sports community. And I just wanted to take a moment. I'm feeling very honored, very humbled to be put in the WIP history books. It's just an honor that I can't tell you how grateful I am.
So you're proud to be the worst caller in the history of the station. It's a long, illustrious line of callers that have called the station. I mean, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions now over the years.
Listen, whether you're a hero or you're a heel, it's all about the attention.
Well, yeah, that's
true.
The
attention, the hate, the love and support that I've gotten from all the WIP listeners out there, I do nothing but appreciate you. And keep it coming. Because you know what, Joe? You know this. I owe a lot of this to you. You are my Mr. Miyagi. You are the one that has pushed me to paint the fence and wax on and wax off to become the caller that I am.
So I'm responsible for this?
Absolutely,
okay.
You are.
Well, that's on me then. Aaron!
In October will be the one-year anniversary. But hey, you know, Trey Turner has the standing ovation. I think for Max Kepler,
no,
what
don't
we
even,
need.
Don't even do it. Don't do it.
It's a huge hug.
A huge hug.
I ain't hugging nobody.
Hugh needs to go down there, give him a big old hug. I'm going to tell you something. I really don't understand these athletes that make millions and millions and millions of dollars and then go into an interview and talk about hurt feelings and all these different things. I mean, if you're that into your emotions, go back up a Brinks truck to a self-realization fellowship or pay a sports psychologist all the money in the world to get your head right, so when you're in that batter's box, you got one mission and one mission only, and that's to bring runs in.
Well, I thought he was just being real in the interview last night. It didn't bother me that he said he feels it, it's weighing on him. I mean, if any of us suck at our job for 4 months, we're probably going to feel it. I thought he was real, and his interview didn't bother me last night. In fact, it made me like him more. Now, the guy still can't play. That's a problem, but I liked him more after last night. I felt differently. And also, if Hugh Douglas hugs Max Kepler, I'll apologize.
No.
Joe.
All right, then it's not happening.
Joe, here's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, you can beat this guy up. That's the other. You can beat this guy up. You know, you can talk about DFAing him.
I will.
You know, on a regular basis. But if you're going to give him the hate, you got to give him the love when he gets on that field produces
a little bit.
What does that mean? Love?
He
did well last night. I said he had a great game.
Listen, there are several people at WIP that need to get on to Max Kepler's Twitter feed or Instagram and give him a little bit of love today because hey. He scored. He produced 3 runs out of the 5 runs that we scored yesterday.
Well, I'll leave that to you, Aaron. I one thing I don't do is I'm not tweeting or Instagramming any athlete. We just talk on the air here. I'm not bothering them on social media stuff. But he did have a good game last night. No one came in here and said Max Kepler didn't really have a good game. What are we talking about? He had an awesome game.
By the way, the term produces is still very generous. The guy had a couple hits last night.
I know. This is the first game since March that he's had multiple extra base hits.
When I think of production, I don't think of a 200 hitter.
Well, he's had bad luck. You forget that? Yeah, for 10 years? Bad luck.
So I will apologize to everybody for putting them through that with Aaron.
Yeah, well, it is kind of our fault. We were the first people to take Aaron's call, and now he's morphed into Aaron in San Diego.
This is our fault.
What do we think about his daily change-up to the start of his call? Because, you know, for months and months, it was good morning, Philadelphia, and now we're doing a whole different spiel each day.
It's brutal. The guy is just brutal.
I was going to say creative.
Stop.
I'm trying to be nice.
We know. It's
why
annoying.
Why can't you be honest? That's what I want. I want
being
nice.
Honest. It's different.
Yeah. Max Kepler said love language is booze. Booze are honesty. That's how people feel. They want to boo the performance.
Now, see, y'all bringing me down this road that I didn't want to go because I was trying to uplift the young man. But you can't, you know, you can't complain about playing time and not playing well and then have one good game and then start talking about why people booing. That, yeah. I mean, this is Philadelphia.
I told you to stop trying to see the good in everybody.
No, I'm just saying. It's ironic.
Sometimes there's no good in people.
I mean, but it's a little ironic because we sat here and you know, we talked to Scott and he was talking about playing time and nobody said he was wrong. They were just trying to figure out when you start looking at the numbers, you know, it didn't, what you were saying and what was actually happening didn't match up. Then you go out there and you have the night that you had. Good night.
Good night.
And then you get on the broadcast and talk about how you don't understand why people are booing you. Well, I do recall early in the season, the afternoon show, when we were making, you know, bets, and I was the only one that was right, by the way, about Taiwan and going out there and doing this thing. And I remember specifically Ike talking about how Max was going to go off and everything this year, and he was a good pickup.
It was in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in March. He hasn't done anything since then.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
So then, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to give him, since they listen, a little bit of perspective of maybe why the people might be booing.
Yeah.
And you know, you're getting the boos that you got. And I understand that you feel like for your whole tenure in Major League Baseball, you've had a lot of bad luck, you know. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, giving you a little bit of background.
Yeah, if he needs more background, he has had 360 at-bats this season, plate appearances, and he's hitting .204. I mean, he has less than a .300
like
on base.
Like how you just leaned into it.
Well, I don't...
But you still should apologize because he had a good night.
I'm not apologizing for not wanting him to play last night. I didn't want him to play. He performed, but like Kyle made a good analogy. If Jalen Hurst throws in a triple coverage, I don't say great throw afterwards. I say, oh, we got a little lucky there. Like, don't do that again. So I'm not looking forward to more.
No,
Max.
You might say great throw. Well, it might be.
Oh, you don't. All right, fine. Fine. The ball gets tipped and Rager comes down with it.
Hey, they'd be like, ooh.
I'm leaving you no trap doors in this analogy.
He always tries to find them.
Ooh, now he threw that one in the tight covers.
No.
That was a hell of a play.
No, that was ridiculous.
That's not what anybody does.
We should do less of that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Joe, don't you dare fall into that same bowl of soft pudding that Hugh Douglas is in right now.
The guy lives in that pudding.
The audacity of him to ask for
That's the perfect word, audacity.
What do you mean, Jeff? What are you talking about?
He set this up yesterday in the beginning of the show by some type of half-ass apology. But if it was like one of those kids digging a hole at the beach with the water coming in and the sand. He's digging the sand out, but it keeps filling back in. Like, dude, that was terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You should apologize to us for having to go through that Cole Hamels apology yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about. I did apologize.
You did not.
Yesterday.
Now, look, Topper got lucky last night. Let's face it. All right? This may not happen again. It might not happen again ever with him, with this guy, with Kepler. I mean, the dude literally got two hits in a game last time was like months ago. So I'm not apologizing. That guy probably shouldn't be playing at all. And, you know, I'm sorry about his feelings being hurt. And if you're acting like for 10 years you haven't had good luck, dude, maybe you're not just that good. How about that?
I think that's the now, Jeff, I've always thought, now he had a run like 3, 4, 5 years ago where he was pretty good, right? Yeah. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good. But now he's in his 30s. Yeah, right. But right, when you have 10 years of this is your performance, a Jeff, good phone call, you can't say it's bad luck. Like, you know,
He said it.
You can say it, but you can't say it. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I could call BS on whatever I want. And Jeff is right. The audacity of Hugh Douglas to ask for an apology.
I don't understand.
You
what
haven't given a real apology on this radio station in years.
I apologize.
Now, Kyle and I apologize all the time. All the time.
Boy,
when it's necessary.
What do you mean?
Apologize all the time.
We always apologize.
We did apologize to Castellanos. Okay, apologize to Nabrowski.
Y'all live truth. I can't be mad at you.
Apologize all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we do.
When it's necessary. Yeah.
You have the tape of you apologize.
Not readily available. I can find it.
I'm just saying.
You think I keep those?
I'm just saying. It don't seem like
we burn those tapes. But we've done multiple apology shows, and I have been front and center saying I'm sorry. I was wrong. With you, it's pulling teeth, and then for you to make me apologize for something I'm sorry about this.
I apologize when it's necessary. I haven't had to apologize.
Selective accountability.
I haven't had to apologize for nothing. Because I haven't done anything that has been egregious.
Right. Oh, okay.
In a while.
I mean, you almost got fired for talking.
That's why I said, in a while.
it's been a few days.
What Dr. Carp called Rod yesterday?
That's what I was about to say. Don't nothing top that. Nothing tops what he was called yesterday. Sure. And that, and Dr. Karp's still allowed to call into the show.
Well, he's a doctor.
Well,
yeah,
but
I mean,
still.
Yeah, I mean.
He's a medical professional.
Rod can't fire Dr. Karp.
No, well, that's true. He cannot.
He could pull a Joel Embiid and find out who called him that name. See, that I would not repeat.
We employ Dr. Karp.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Big V is up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Hey, Joe Gilio. Big Q.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Look. Stop letting Joe and Kyle double team you on that bullcrap, especially when they know they need to apologize.
I'm looking at a free.
Nobody is apologizing here at Big V. No shot.
Yeah, you said the man stinks. They called his name out. You had a hissy fit in your head. Come on, Joe. Admit it. You were wrong.
I'm not wrong. He has played for 4 months and he's stunk because he had a home run last night. He's good now?
Oh, well, he definitely proved you wrong.
No, he did not. I mean, he had a good night.
He didn't.
He had a good night.
He had a good night. That's
one of those. By the way, speaking of apologizing, you want to get on top of that, you know, apologizing for saying that they needed to get rid of the farm to get more people in?
No. We've done this already. I think we had this conversation 2 days ago. Why would I change my mind?
Yeah, you're going to change your mind when we lift up that World Series championship trophy.
Yes.
Well, we can't do that in August.
Yeah, then I would change my mind, Big V. You're right, but we have a long way to go to get there.
That's right. I'm going to remind you every day so that you can get ready for your apology tour. Mm-hmm. You and Kyle. Well,
that's fine.
So hold on. And you could do that, but like, will you not remind me the days they get shut out and don't score runs? Like maybe, I don't know, today, Friday. Like it's going to happen again, right? They're not going to hit every day. Are you going to remind me then?
No, I may take a meeting those days, but when they start
Live your truth, Big V.
When they start
selective accountability.
I'm going to be right there on you side saying that you two need to start apologizing a lot more.
We apologize more than Joe and I are the ones that do apologize. We can't make this any more clear.
No one has done more apology shows in this radio station than me. I mean, I do it all the time when it's necessary. And Big V, we appreciate it. And for you to come on here and try to get one today is outrageous. The nerve on you.
No, I just, like, when I saw it and I saw the night that he had, the banner night that he had, I was just like, wow.
Banner night. The man hit a home run. I mean.
Banner night.
I know, the bar is so low. There was a player on the A's a few weeks ago, hit 4 home runs in a game. And we're talking about a home run and a double as if the guy's going to go to Cooperstown now.
Oh, you know what the sad thing about it is? He probably won't be in the lineup today.
No, he's not. Let me get him to keep
it going. That's messed up.
Wait, now are you criticizing
Topper? You want to ride the hot hand.
I mean, I would like that.
Well,
but
tomorrow, if Bader does well, then you have to apologize to Topper.
Well, Topper's a man of his word. I respect that.
I do, too.
He's a man of his word.
All right, so today's lineup is Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos. Bader is back in at center. Kemp at third, Sosa at second, Weston Wilson in left, Marchand doing the catching today, day game after night game. So, no, that is a, that lineup looks a little thin without JT in there.
And Kepler.
Yeah, and no Kepler. But we end the lineup today with Wilson and Marchand, 8 and 9. But again, no Kepler today, so Topper sticks to his word. The six-day platoon continues. You know what's interesting, Hugh? As this has worked, generally, right? The last five games, they've hit a lot, and some of it has been he has done the platoons, right? The matchups. He's given Kepler the matchups against the righties. He hit last night. Marsh has been hitting for a while against righties. Bader played against a lefty. Now, he hit his home run against a righty late in the game, but he started against a lefty. I wonder what they do starting Friday, because Topper said it was a six-day thing, and then we're going to kind of reevaluate it. I wonder if they're going to continue this because it's working.
That's a good question, Joe. I mean, you know, you talk about you gave the guy 6 days. So I would think he would probably run it back.
That's running back
to 6 days. Yeah,
I know. I my guess is that we're going to hedge and we're going to go to the same thing starting Friday.
Yeah, I don't like that idea. I mean,
I want Bader to play every day.
Right. Like, say they platoon. It works for a while. Then all of a sudden it doesn't work. And both guys are cold.
Which very well could happen.
Right. I'd rather just keep a guy fresh.
Yeah. Like, I'm okay with platooning Marsh because he doesn't hit lefties, right? Like, platoon him. Play him against righties. Right now it's Weston Wilson, but when Bohm comes back, which should be soon, Kemp could platoon with Marsh in left field. I'd play Bader every day in center. And then I don't know what you do with Kepler. Kepler's the odd man out in that. He could be a bench bat. Castellanos is probably going to take down still all the starts at right field, but if there's a spot where you feel like give Castellanos a couple days off and play Kepler there, I'm fine with that. But I want Bader to play in center. I'd go with the Marsh and Kemp platoon in left, and then, you know, Kepler could be a bench bat. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry, that's what he's earned this season. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, when
Hold on, Ken.
You hear?
We got you. Your phone, you're on speakerphone, Ken?
No, I was in a room.
Oh, okay. Well, we got it. Sounds better now.
When I hear "Good morning, Philadelphia" from Aaron of San Diego, I long for Chris from Middletown. So that's my that's my feedback on Spike's comment about Aaron. I was screaming DFA at Max Kepler last night when he came up for his first at bat. I am certain he heard me because there was really nobody else going, nothing else going on. Everybody in Section 232 in the Hall of Fame Club turned around and thanked me for inspiring him to hit a home run, for screaming DFA at him. And, you know, I will take that. That's exactly the way I'm going to present it. As I was trying to, I was being his Dallas Green, walking into the clubhouse, kicking over a table full of pasta to get his attention. So, but apologizing to Max Kepler, Max Kepler should apologize to me. I spent like $3,700 on season tickets in the Hall of Fame Club to watch Max Kepler go up there and put up Ken Brett offensive numbers. So, yeah, there's no apology coming to Max Kepler from anybody here. And, you know, his parents were both ballerinas. And I said last night that I think he probably should have stuck to the family business and taken up ballet.
He might have been really good at it. Obviously, he's an athlete. He's got the genes. Ken, we appreciate it. So there you go. So maybe it wasn't me he was speaking to, Hugh. It was Ken in Cinnaments, and it was chanting.
Is that what it is?
DF.
No, I think it was you.
DFA Adam.
I think it was you.
No, it was not. Well, whatever. I mean, he could be upset or happy or whatever he feels. The bottom line is this. Max Kepler had a very nice game. Proud of him. Happy for him. Good for the Phillies. They win again last night. Yeah. Now 2.5 up on the Mets. But the idea of apologizing is, it's actually offensive that Hugh would suggest
this. How about this spin? You should all be thanking us.
Well, I know. I mean, Hugh said that every time I'm really hard on an athlete, especially a Philly, they seem
I think it's ironic.
They seem to arrive.
You're welcome.
So what you saying?
For fueling Max Kepler to his banner night list.
We'll do it again.
I just think it's mean and hurtful.
It was a banner. Well,
it's mean and hurtful.
Well, it motivated him.
He felt that yesterday.
He said it was his love. It's our love language.
And you took that as a positive.
Yes,
that wasn't meant to be.
Love languages are positive.
See what happens. Some people.
You have to read the book about love language.
Some people, when they get bullied, turtle up and cower in fear, like Hugh did with Spike. Other people use it as motivation.
I feel attacked.
Well, you did run from your Mount Rushmore.
You did.
I didn't run from it. I just told
publicly
you why.
Complained.
It was scathing. Yeah. It was a scathing email.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Scathing.
It wasn't. It was a very normal, everyday
very pleasant email.
Very scathing.
The sad part is you cowered from the Mount Rushmore, and now Spike, who did nothing wrong, is clearly in his own head questioning punctuation on emails and texts, all because of Hugh Douglas.
For a guy who was in the position of power that he was in.
You've got this guy in a spin cycle.
He's probably sent a lot of emails that had people feeling some kind of way. I can see that.
Well, maybe he did.
He probably was a tyrant.
The one on Sunday did not apply to that.
Spike was a tyrant.
I don't know about that, but the one on Sunday was not, there was no, that wasn't written by a tyrant.
It was a tyrant. He goes on these tirades and he's... He does all these things, and he was in the position of power, and he's a tyrant.
Okay.
He's a tyrant.
All right, 215-592-9494. We have leading off coming up at 11:30, so we have a segment here for your phone calls on all this. Should I apologize? And if you were with me yesterday, are you going to apologize to Max Kepler and Rob Thompson? I am not, without question, not doing that. Hugh Douglas thinks I should, which is rich, considering we can't get an apology out of this guy if we beg for one. When we come back, we'll also give you some of a pregame show for round three, DeCamera Fritz, if you're on your way to the Phillies game, which starts earlier today, it's about 12:30, my suggestion would be park in your spot, wherever you're parking around the stadium. Take the no more than 10-minute walk. Someone around here thinks it's 15.
About 15-minute walk.
It's 6 to 10, depending on what lot you're in. Over to FDR Park, watch the tennis match, and then you go to the game. All right, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Which one I got? I got one. Let me see which one.
Yep.
I forgot
sure
we got all day. Yes, yeah. 10 o'clock. Nothing says summer like grilling, everybody. And when I fire up my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield savory brown sugar marinated pork tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with all that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You guys know what's about to happen here. The tennis match of the year, century, I don't know. It's a big one.
The millennium.
The millennium ever.
That's lofty.
Throw out all the big names. Agassi, Federer, Nadal, Fritz, the camera. 11:30, FDR Park. All right, we're going to check in here in a minute. This segment, of course, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. We're going to check in with Buzz, who is our man on the scene down there at FDR Park. One quick piece of news I do want to pass along, though, and we'll talk more about it leading off coming up at 11:30. Hugh, it's been a couple of uncharacteristically not great starts from Zach Wheeler, including his velocity was down by his standards the last couple starts, like 97 instead of 98, 99. So what was going on there? Was he just having a couple bad starts? We touched on it Monday. According to reporters down there, you know, covering the game today, the Phillies are pushing Zach Wheeler's start back to Sunday. Pair of days. He was supposed to start Friday, and now he's going to start Sunday. They sent him for an MRI because he complained of some shoulder stiffness. It came back clean. Obviously, he's not going on the IL, and he's going to pitch Sunday, but certainly want to keep an eye on. Wheeler has not been himself for a couple starts, and he told them his shoulder was stiff. So that is, it's a big one. We'll keep our eye on that as we get more news and watch him on Sunday. All right, let's go out to our man on the scene. That is Buzz. Dan Wilson is at FDR Park for the big one. Game three, DeCamber versus Fritz. Buzz, how we doing?
Doing great. What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So what is the atmosphere before this big event, Buzz? Is there a lot of people down there?
Yeah, a lot of people in anticipation. Would not say it's quite as big as the crowd we had for baseball. Obviously, people, you know, fighting Phillies traffic to get here. Do see a number of people in Phillies jerseys who appear to have made this match part of their game day plans down here at the sports complex. But there are, you know, shout out to the listeners. They showed up again. They're lined up on the fence, waiting with bated breath for DeCamera versus Fritz, game three here in tennis.
Okay, take us through the weather and the atmosphere just in terms of the court. You know, a couple weeks ago or last week, they didn't play because of heat. Everyone was upset. So what's the weather like out today and the court? Is it a would you grade it as a standard court? Would you grade it as one that is in good shape? Because I don't want to hear any complaining from either side that the court wasn't up to par. What have you noticed around the court and the atmosphere outside, Buzz?
Yeah, so weather-wise, it is significantly cooler than it was just 1 week ago. I mean, probably 20 to 25 degrees cooler. It is all overcast here today. Nice little breeze. So heat should not be a factor. Temperature, atmosphere, that should not be a factor at all. Court-wise, pretty nice courts they got down here at FDR Park. There are a couple cracks in the pavement, I am noticing, as you asked that question. Shouldn't impact any bounces on balls or anything like that. But I would say it's definitely not the courts at the U.S. Open in New York. It's probably a step down from that. I'm willing to say that.
Buzz, what's the atmosphere around Joe and Jack? Are they being swarmed by fans? Are they kind of in a zone right now? Take us through what you're noticing. Where are the competitors right now about 26 minutes before we start this thing?
Well, Jack is not here. Feels like everyone else from WIP is
wait,
here.
Wait,
Joe
wait, wait. Hold
is
on,
here.
Hold on. Jack's not there?
Jack is not here. And here's the full list of WIP staff. Who is here? Joe DeCamera is here. Rod Lakin is here. Ava Graham is here. Elliot Shore Park, Justin Morgenstein, Tucker, Spike. Al Morgani has made his way. James Seltzer. Feels like the entire WIP staff is here. Jack, not here. I don't know if he's caught in Phillies traffic. I don't know if it's strategic, like Hugh just said. But, you know, Jack Fritz is not currently present. Joe, on the other hand, has been warming up with his coach, Harris from Lower Merion High School Tennis, for about 15 minutes here on one of the side courts. I already spoke to him just, you know, a couple of moments ago before he started warming up. So Joe's been ready to go, locked in for close to a half hour at this point. Jack Fritz, nowhere to be seen.
Does Joe look nimble out there practicing?
He does. I'm interested to see what his side-to-side movement is like,
yeah,
but just
lateral.
Watching him,
I
want to
see that.
Lateral movement could be an issue, but just watching him hit the ball right now, there's a little bit of spin off of it. His wrist action with the racket, not looking horrible. I mean, it looks good.
I got to tell you, I have a bad feeling about Jack in this competition today. This strikes me as someone who's not taking this seriously at all. Joe's there warming up with a coach, and Jack hasn't arrived yet. Hugh, this is not a good look if you're backing Fritz in this competition today.
I'm backing Fritz.
But it's not a good look. He's not even arrived. Joe's warming up with a coach.
I mean, you said it. Like, I was confused because I'm like, why wouldn't
No, no, but like, if you're backing Jack, you can't feel good right now.
Well, I'm thinking this is strategic.
Strategic?
Because, wait a minute. And
he barely was on time for the Phillies event
last week.
Jack's
not that smart. Yeah.
No, I mean, come on. The guy's late.
Oh, wait a minute.
I woke up late.
Didn't Joe DeCamera come late to the first one, the baseball?
How'd that work out for him?
He got rocked.
Oh, I guess.
He did get dominated.
This could be a quick set. I think Jack's in big trouble today.
Well, maybe. I don't, you know what? I'm still backing Jack.
Buzz, is there a buzz in the crowd? I know it's not quite as big as the baseball crowd, at least not yet. People, I encourage people, if they're going to the Phillies game, to walk over. Is there a buzz, though, of the people that are there anticipating? Because this is the critical swing. This is a swing game in the whole series. Game three is everything.
Absolutely. And no, I think a lot of people are definitely anticipating this quite heavily. Obviously, the next, you know, a competition in this event is running, which people do not feel great about Joe in. So it's a lot of people in the crowd here are saying that the winner of today's event could be, you know, the clear odds on favorite to win this whole event. So I would say the people who are here, they are into it. They are lively. We have a line judge out here today. He is ready to go. So there's definitely an intensity and some buildup. And by the way, the anticipation of having it canceled a week ago, I think has made people that much more eager to see what it looks like here today.
Well, it sounds like it. We will be checking in. I know we're going to talk to, you guys are going to talk to Joe and Jack, if Jack arrives on time. And we'll hear from those guys before we start this thing. It'll be streaming on YouTube. Everyone check it out on our 94 WIP YouTube page. Buzz, thank you for all the information and setting the scene for us.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, our man on the scene.
I feel like this is strategic.
There's no shot.
You don't think so?
He's late. What is the strategy behind not warming up?
Well, he knows that we're supposed to be playing interviews from them on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not want to? He doesn't want to reveal how nervous he sounds.
So wait a minute.
To everybody,
it starts at 11:30 promptly.
Promptly.
Well, We'll see. I mean, if one of them's not there, it's not going to start.
That's my thing. Maybe he's trying to push the time back a little bit.
Mm. Why?
If this thing gets moved twice.
I have.
Jack's
you know what?
Hear it.
Now that you have me workshopping this a little bit, I might.
It's a bad luck.
I rescind.
Mm. It's a bad luck.
You're back into camera now?
It's not a good.
Switching sides.
No, because it's like at first I thought it was strategic. But then when you think about the person that Jackie is, this is probably not a strategic move.
Yeah, I think there's a
he's
shot.
Probably late.
Yeah. No, he is late. I mean, that's just
the what I meant to say was he's probably late because, you know, Walker Sutton probably, you know, he probably had to do something with the kids. But he should have called somebody.
You're giving them these excuses.
Well, it just sounds like, you know.
When
it
your
just
kids were
like
little, did you show up
stuff.
Late to practice?
Well, it all depends. Not it's maybe there was an explosive diaper.
That happens.
You know what I mean?
From Jack?
Like, it's an explosive diaper.
Yeah.
And he was a little frazzled, and he had to get the kids
right. But okay.
And he didn't call anybody.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of people down there have kids, right?
Yeah.
You send a quick text, hey, we got a diaper situation. I'm going to be 15 minutes late. And you let everyone know. And then I think the people that have kids understand that. When you don't tell anyone, it sounds like you're ducking competition.
All depends on how explosive the diaper was. Because sometimes, you know, like, and his kids are little.
Yeah.
And it might be.
No, I know. I've been there. Man.
There's degrees of explosiveness.
Oh man, you'll see. Because that projectile pooping is no joke.
We had one once where we had a pullover and the entire car seat had to be taken out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you don't, bruh. Sometimes they can load them diapers up real serious, like, and it could be bad.
It could be game changing, day changing. It really could be.
It could change your life.
Yeah, it could be. All right, 215-592-9494. For a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should Joe Giglio apologize to Rob Thomson for criticizing his decision to put Kepler in the lineup yesterday? We got a tight vote here. 51% no say I should not apologize. 49% say yes.
Come on, people.
I should apologize.
Come on, people.
You can vote however you want.
It's a ridiculous amount of people that even think you should apologize.
I know.
For this.
I think they
kind of know the ridiculousness that we do on a daily basis. Yeah. So it's like one of
them. Well, not everybody.
It's soft. I mean that's a soft vote.
Who ain't ridiculous?
I mean, read the comments, dude. These people have no, like, I stopped
reading the comments a long time
ago. Well, that's a smart thing to do. Let's talk to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Drinks, man. How y'all doing?
What's hey,
up,
Will.
Man. Oh, man. What about Guy Kepler?
Your Guy Kepler. Yeah, he is. He has been your guy. You still want him to hit leadoff?
Listen, man. He had a hell of a game last night. I'm just waiting for this World Series to win. And
he said he went for the World Series.
You heard him. You all right over there?
Yeah. Man, I'm just waiting to win this. But Kepler, he's going to keep hitting. Mm-hmm. Castellanos, he's going to get hot. And, I'm just waiting for the World Series, man. That's all.
Well, we have a little bit of time before that. We got to win the division, get in the playoffs. You know, all those things got to come
first.
All those
steps.
Yeah.
All right.
So should I apologize, Will, or no?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm not going to. So we could keep saying.
Right, you're right over there, dog.
That was this is one of Will's worst calls ever. I mean, what's going on right now?
You're right, Will.
All right, man.
All right, Will. We appreciate it. It's only 11.
Was that not really weird to anybody else?
It was. It was.
I have some thoughts, but I'm gonna keep them to myself.
Starting early.
Yeah. Mm. That's one way to put it.
It is 11.
What was that?
12.
Well, if you remember, you know, when we were at McGurk's before baseball, there were people getting it going.
Oh,
about
no,
10 a.m.
What we call it, cranking beers. It was like cranking them out, bro. You was gone. You weren't there.
We had tailgaters?
No,
there were people at McGurk's. Like, so they opened like 10, I think.
Oh, at the restaurant.
There were people
and
putting them down.
Beers by, at like 10, 15.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
there was a guy on like beer 3 by 10:30.
If they're serving, I mean, what are you going to do? Say no? You're not going to turn down a good beer?
And then we started to speculate what was going on. He said he woke up this morning, wife got on his nerves.
No, you started speculating.
Well, oh, yeah, I did.
Always with the wife.
It's personal.
Because.
Maybe the guy was thirsty. Hot day. They're slinging beers. You're going to take them.
Listen. And I'm not that guy, but when you wake up that early in the morning.
I mean, you are that guy.
No, I'm saying, but when you wake up that early in the morning and start pounding beers, somebody at home rubbing you.
You got a lot of nerve.
There's a huge WIP event going on.
You got a lot of nerve after yesterday. Dr. Karp was talking about your personal issues.
Hey, by the way, that wine that I had last night.
Yeah, which one
was
that?
It was called Freak Show. That was pretty good.
Yeah?
It was pretty good. It was a California wine.
A red?
It was red.
You put any more consideration into the tramp stamp idea?
Not putting a stamp on my back. Not doing that. And
A professional suggested it.
Yeah,
so.
It was a doctor, medical professional.
Just to sit there, like the visual of some grown-ass man with a needle that I'm hunched over, like drawn on my back is not.
Nobody needs that visual.
Nobody needs that visual.
That actually was unnecessary. Violet's in Virginia. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet.
How you doing?
What's up?
I am great. I am so excited about this Phillies team. And I'm excited about Taiwan Walker.
Yeah,
I told you guys.
You were right.
Violet,
you were right. You said he was going to be a contributor this season, and he has been definitely a contributor. In the early part of the season, he gave a lot. And then last night, out of nowhere, with a really good start.
So I'm really excited about that. I feel really bad for Kepler. But look, I don't think you should have to apologize. You do you. I feel bad for him. I just don't think it was a good fit. You know, sometimes things just don't work out. But I'm very, very excited about this team. I mean, Alec is going to come back. I think we're going to start clicking right at the right time. And boy, I can't wait for October and tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night with the Eagles, you mean?
Yeah,
we get football back tomorrow night.
Football.
By the way, we're going to have a pregame show tomorrow night. And Violet, we appreciate the phone call. And I'm not apologizing, by the way. But tomorrow night, we have a pregame show. We have Eagles-Bengals. And the word out of Cincinnati, Hugh, is the Bengals are going to play their guys.
Like,
they're going to play a series or two with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which is pretty rare these days, you know, in the NFL, especially when guys are of that ilk, right? Like Joe Burrow playing in a preseason game?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Vic is going to play his guys because he want to see what they look like, especially when you talk about the corner spot.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we just got a corner yesterday that was on the red eye. See, that's a big deal.
Oh, here, back
I saw my
again.
Man Rube Frank talk about that.
That's
a big deal. He put him on the red eye.
Yeah.
And got him here.
Ja'Quarian Bennett.
They're trying to get him up to speed as quickly as they possibly can because they want him to play.
Let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. Then we'll let you hear the interview down at FDR Park with Joe DeCamera. And still no sign of Jack. Is Jack still not arrived? That's the word?
I have not heard anything about Jack showing up yet.
If you're on your FanDuel app taking DeCamera or Fritz, I would advise taking DeCamera. Fritz obviously had not in the game here. Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, before I get to the camera, I want to speak on the Aaron caller. I mean, his antics are one thing, but the fact that his sports points are horrible kind of does make him just like he's pretty bad.
Would you say he's the worst caller you've ever heard on WIP?
He's top five. You know, you get some. I mean, he might be one of consistent callers, but you know, you get a random caller.
Yeah, right,
right. Bad. But I'm definitely going to put him top five. And I don't even really, you know, judge other callers because it's all opinion. But he's pretty bad. He's pretty bad.
Poll tomorrow. Is Aaron and WIP the worst caller on the station? Go ahead, Kay.
As far as.
Uh-oh.
Kay. Oh, wow.
Ran out there.
My bad.
We lost you, Kay. We lost
ran
you for a second.
Prepaid phone.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
We got you, Kay.
All right, yeah, no. If he hits 300 for the rest of the year and through the playoffs, maybe. If they win the World Series, yeah, give him an apology. Other than that, it's no way. Yeah, one game. I mean, you got to be consistent, Joe. You're consistent at your job for years now. So, like, one good day is not going to get you that.
That's right. See, Kay gets it. We're about consistency here. We're not. I know. I heard the laughs from Douglas over there. I heard him. Kay, good phone call. See, Kay, you know what Kay has? Kay has vision, unlike some people right here.
He has vision.
He has vision.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
Now, Kay didn't say I was consistently right about things.
That's what I was talking about. You're not consistently right.
No, I never claimed to be. But there is consistency from this microphone. On that microphone over there, I don't know what we're getting each day. Asking me to apologize after he wouldn't apologize.
I think you should apologize because, I mean, you had some scathing comments about Max Kepler.
What scathing? That he's a bum?
No, Stinks.
Stinks.
Stinks hurts.
Again, in the context of the other major leaguers,
he sat there with John Kruk and
He's been closer to a bum and stinks than he has been a good player. That's
the truth. Talk about how for his whole career, he's just had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah, that's baloney. 10 years of bad luck?
That's strong.
That is strong.
So I just got a phone call. Mm. I have not confirmed the veracity. Somebody said they witnessed Jack walking into the Wawa 11:01.
I mean, it's clear who's taking this seriously and who's not.
No, seriously. What did he look like walking into the Wawa? I mean, did he look like was...
They did not want to... They wanted to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm. A mononymous?
Yeah. So.
What did he look like? I mean, was he...
Looked like Jack.
Jack Fritz.
But did he look like he was chipper? Did he look dejected? Did he have, like, poop on his shirt? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I imagine the guy changed his shirt after the explosion.
I mean, poop on his shirt.
The guy's got extra shirts at home.
Jack, if you're listening, I'm trying to work with you, dog, but this is a bad look.
Is that smart to eat a full hoagie before the match at 11:30?
Yeah, like, what are you going in the Wawa for? Maybe you're going to get a drink. Maybe you're going to get a Powerade or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe a drink like that. But yeah, if the guy walks out with a hoagie, just all bets on DeCamera. All right, can we hear from Joe DeCamera, who is live at FDR Park and actually taking this thing seriously? He was interviewed as this thing is about to begin, when Jack shows up about to begin. Here is DeCamera being interviewed before the big tennis match.
All right, thank you guys. Standing by here with Joe DeCamera in anticipation of the big pivotal tennis match here down at FDR Park. Joe, this match was controversially canceled a week ago due to heat. Lot cooler here today. How are you feeling about the decision right now?
You know, I haven't thought about it, honestly, in a few days. I mean, once it was made and we got through the controversy, and you're right, it was there for a few days, my mindset was just on to get ready for today, which I feel. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not looking back. My mindset right now is just to get ready to rock and roll in the next, hour or so.
You have hired a coach for each and every leg of this event, so no surprise there. I was just talking to your guy, Harris, the head coach of Lower Merion High School Tennis, and he has been very vocal throughout this process. Is that part of your strategy? Was that under authorization from the Hammer, or was that kind of a sidetrack, his own thing?
That was not particularly welcomed by me. A little too much yapping, in my opinion. But Coach Harris has been great. He's an amazing, amazing person, great WIP listener and caller. And he's been really helpful in this process. But yes, I would have preferred a few things be kept in-house, but it is what it is now, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Strategy-wise, we're going for a lot of kill shots. We're trying to volley and tire Jack out. What is your strategy here today?
All right, first off, I got to find out if Jack's around here. Let me just see. Give me one sec. I don't see him yet. So I won't divulge all, but I'll say this. The main thing, of course, is to feel him out in the first couple of plays, couple points. But I would generally say, basic strategy is to probably avoid hitting it my hardest to try to maximize getting it in. And I would say that's both on serves and just on regular points as we go. So, obviously try to hopefully have him make mistakes. I'll certainly go for it when I sense the moment. But I want to, I got to feel it out early, but I'm hoping that he's making some mistakes and I'm playing off that.
Last thing here, obviously this is a best-of-five competition, and the next event will be running. A lot of people, I would say, were rather unimpressed with your running ability after baseball. Is it fair to call it a must-win here today?
No, but it's important.
Standing by with the Hammer. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's obviously a must-win. I mean, Joe could play that down because he doesn't want to say it's a must-win before the game. It's a must-win for him. The fact that he has a coach for every event is, I didn't realize that. There's a running coach? What is a running coach going to do with Joe DeCamera? I mean, you just...
Yeah, that's old saying, the hay's in the barn.
It is.
Left foot, right foot.
That's it. Much you could do for that one.
Yeah, this isn't a world-class sprinter we're dealing with here. All right, so I'm getting word Jack has arrived at FDR Park.
Yes, and Devin has talked to him.
All right, let's go to Devin with Jack live at FDR Park.
Jack, better late than never. I mean, showing up less than 30 minutes before the match is a choice. How are you feeling?
Right on time, per usual. I wish I got here earlier. There was some traffic. Had to do some things at my house, but it shouldn't take much. It shouldn't take much warming up, so I'm excited to be here.
I mean, you look pretty good warming up out there. So what exactly is your tennis background? When's the last time you played competitive tennis?
Probably 8 years old.
So 8 years old.
20-some years ago.
Okay.
But it's kind of like riding the bike. Like, once you have the feel for it again, it comes back to you. So we'll see how it goes. I have no idea what he's going to look like.
Sounds winded.
But I think today's going to be fun. I hope we put on a good show for people.
The people want to know, have you learned how to serve?
Not really.
So what's the strategy there?
Get it over the net. So as long as it gets over the net, I feel good about everything after that. Yeah. Has to get over the net.
I've kind of
You seem pretty
mind.
Confident. A lot of people are doubting you in this tennis match with Joe. But you seem like you're feeling okay. Have you been playing possum?
You'll have to see. You'll have to see.
Oh, man, you're mysterious. All right, well, any final words before you head out there?
I mean, if this is any indication how Eagle season's going to go with you on the sidelines, I feel like I'm getting grilled early. So those players got something to look forward to. But thank you.
Well, good luck, Jack.
Yeah.
All right, there was Devin with Jack just a few minutes ago. By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube. I just clicked in to see how it looks, and you could see the split screen here, Hugh, of us and the FDR Park. There, by the way, Buzz underplayed the crack in the court. There's a major crack in the court.
It's an enormous crack.
It looks like you threw the first pitch out and slammed it into the ground there.
I caught a stray.
All right, those guys are coming up. Continue to watch it on YouTube. We'll have leading off for you. And look, if I have to cut away very quickly from a leading off point to talk about a terrible serve from DeCamera Fritz, I will. I mean, that's what I have to do. Leading off next, we get you ready for the Phillies and Orioles down at Citizens Bank Park and streaming live on our YouTube right now. Jack First Show live at FDR Park. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple Casper, and more. Plus, up to $700 off on an adjustable sets. You know what that is, people. That's the adjustable base that I like to talk about. You can move your bed up and down, do all that kind of crazy stuff, if you're into that kind of crazy stuff. So don't wait. Do what I did. Visit the Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. And when you do, make sure you tell them your guy, Hugh Douglas, sent you. The Labor Day sale all month long now at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.